in Doddridge County, where I do a lot of my work at the kitchen table, you look out one way, and it's the hillside behind Amy's parents' house, Amy's dad now. And every once in a while, if the sun is shining, you see this huge shadow. You know, it's like, wow, what? And you look up, and it's a huge bird flying over. And it's like, you're pretty much aware pretty quick that there's a huge bird. And I don't know about you, but I've almost hit a bunch of them on the road. You know, it just seems like they're swooping down or going here or there. But you're very aware by those shadows that there's a presence there. You know, tonight, there's a place that you and I can go, and we can be very much aware of the presence of God. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's called in the Bible, the secret place of the Most High. That's what it's called in Scripture, the secret place of the Most High. And I don't know about you. I really don't know about you, but I want to experience the presence and the realness, if you will, of God more and more every day. And the way we do that is by going to the secret place of the Most High, which we're going to talk about briefly. If you want to have that closeness with the Lord too, then you want to have that realness of God and feel that in your life, listen up real close. The title of the devotion tonight is The Secret Place, Psalm 91. Psalm 91. We don't know who wrote this psalm, but there's some good stuff. Just in the first two verses, I could really go through this. It's got a bunch of verses, or at least 16 of them, but we're only looking at verses 1 and 2. Good stuff. It says, verse 1 in the devotion entitled The Secret Place. Says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Isn't it good to know that God is real? Isn't it good to know that God is with us? Now, I realize that Christianity is not a feeling, you know. If it was a feeling, sometimes we feel saved, and sometimes we don't feel saved. But it's not a feeling. It's based upon the fact of what I did with Jesus. I accepted him as my Savior. But it is still good to experience God. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You say, what in the world is that? Well, we're going to talk about that. Barnes, in his commentary, said, in the most retired and private part of his dwelling, it's talking about, of God's dwelling. He would not merely admit him to his premises, not only to the vestibule of his house, not only to the open court or to the parts of his house frequented by the rest of his family, but he would admit him to the private apartments, the place to which he himself withdrew to be alone. And where no stranger and not even one of the family would venture to intrude. Nothing could more certainly denote friendship. Nothing could more certainly make protection sure than thus to be taken into the private apartment where the master of a family was accustomed himself to withdraw, that he might be alone, and nothing therefore could be more beautifully described than the protection which God will give to his friends, than the idea of thus admitting them to the secret apartments of his own dwelling place. So think about that just a little bit. I really think that we enter, it's not a physical place. You say, well, okay, preacher, where's this physical place? I want to go there. It's not even the church. I mean, it's a good place to come, right? We hear the word of God and we can praise God together and all that. Really, the church is people. The church is you. It's not a building. Now, we call it the church because that's physically where we get together. But I really think this secret place of the Most High is when we take time to fellowship with the God of the universe. Now, we're busy people. Everybody here is busy. I guarantee you we're busy. We could compare busyness if you wanted to. Everybody says, well, I got to do this, and I got to do this. I got 16 doctor appointments next week. No. You know, we're busy people. But when we neglect fellowship with the God of the universe in our quiet time, we are neglecting a huge blessing in life. I believe when it talks about the secret place of the Most High, you know, you say, well, God is a God of the universe, and there's a bunch of people praying at any given time, and there's a bunch of people reading the Word of God at any given time. But, you know, God is big enough to devote his special attention to us. And when we take the time, and it is good when it says secret place of the Most High, it is good to go to a quiet place, at least for us, but I really is talking about entering into the very presence of God. And the closest we get to entering into the very presence of God is when I make up in my mind, I'm going to spend time with God today. I wish I could see him, but by faith I know he's there. And I'm going to listen to what he's got to say. So I'm going to go to God's word and start reading God's word. And he'll speak to my heart. I guarantee you he will if you'll ask him to. Lord, speak to my heart through your word. And there'll be something that jumps off the page and like, wow, that's good. Sometimes it's an encouragement. Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes it's a downright rebuke. And it says, hey, you better straighten up and fly right. Bubba, do you like that? Bubba, you got to straighten up and fly right. So that we listen to him through the word, and then we go to prayer. And we ask God about life and about how he can help us and the things that we need and help us to know you more. And we talk to him. So it's a communication. It's a fellowship. Just like when I sit down and look you in the eye and talk to you, that's what's happening between you and God. Now, that's a special time. And I believe we neglect that secret place in the Most High quite a bit, don't we? All in the sake of busyness. I got too much going on. But what a blessing we are missing. The secret place. And the point number one is the choice. You know, he that dwelleth in the secret place. We have a choice. We can go there and fellowship with God, or we cannot fellowship with God. I think it could be similar. Remember the Holy of Holies? Remember in the temple and even in the sanctuary as they traveled around, as the children of Israel were in the desert wandering as they escaped from Egypt? You know, the high priest was the only one that could go to the Holy of Holies. And remember the holy things that were in there, and only the and from what I gather, they would tie a rope to the high priest, and he would go in there, and if he didn't come back after a little bit, they'd pull him back out, because that was a special place. In a sense, that was a secret place, and really, that's what we're doing every time we go to God in serious, sweet fellowship with him. And as what I read talked about, it's a place of friendship. It's a place. Remember, he calls us friends. Jesus calls us his friends. It's a place that if we start going there, I think we'll like it and we'll keep wanting to go there because it is a special place. So first of all, the choice. Secondly, notice the consequences, and I'll hit them pretty quick. Notice the consequences of going to that secret place of the Most High in that quiet time with God. It says, he that does this shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You say, what in the world? That's talking about the presence of God. I mean, you say, well, I just don't sense the presence of God. I just don't sense him working in my, well, have you taken time to talk to him? I mean, you wouldn't sense the presence of your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend if you didn't spend a little bit of time with him. You're like, yeah, right there. So it's important that when we go to that secret place of the Most High that we experience. That's why I think what it's talking about, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You say, I'd sure like to see him. I would too. We will someday. But in the meantime, I can go to that secret place of the Most High and be confident that God is there, because I'm talking to him and I'm praying to him and he's talking back to me from the word. So the consequences under that, we got 4 points and I'm done. The consequence, the presence of God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Second, the protection of God. It says in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. What do you need a refuge from? From the world and all the problems and the world's philosophies and the old devil wants to beat us down. And when you go to that secret place of the Most High, I'm telling you, the world fades. The influences of the world. I mean, really what ought to happen, you know, some people complain about, oh, this old world is going to hell in a handbasket. This old world, terrible. This old world, there's no hope for this world. But when you go into the secret place of the Most High, you should forget that and say, you know what? I'm safe. I'm safe from all of those things because I'm in the secret place of the Most High. I'm talking to him. He's talking to me through his word. I'm having sweet fellowship. Like I said, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Give it a shot. You'll enjoy it. So the consequences, we have the choice, but then the consequences. The presence of God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The protection of God, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. A refuge is a place of protection, isn't it? And notice it goes on and says, he is my refuge and my fortress. Now, in a sense, it's similar to the idea of the refuge, but when I think of a fortress, I think of power, don't you? I mean, the song that we sing sometimes, "A mighty fortress is our God." You know, He has all power. And when you go into that secret place of the Most High, you can experience God's power. And you're calling upon God's power and say, "God, I need your power today. I got a really interesting day coming up. And I got to deal with some really interesting people. I really need your help. Or I got these medical tests. Or, Patrick, I got these tests in school. And, you know, I got these professors that are all, you know, who know." You know, I mean, we need to go to them. We need to call upon. And the place you find God's power and tap into that power source is in the secret place of the Most High. And then lastly, not only the consequences of the presence of God, the shadow of the Almighty, the protection of God, when it says my refuge, the power of God, which is my fortress, what about the peace of God? We can experience the peace of God. Let me tell you, this world will not give you peace. This world, let me say that again. This world will not give you peace. I mean, the world has no clue what even peace is, the world without Jesus. But we know what, we know where the peace comes from, right? And if we take time to go to the secret place in the Most High in our quiet time and read God's Word and talk to God in prayer, again, I'm not talking about anything mystical or mysterious. It's not, but it's powerful. It's real. When you go and do that, God will give you His peace. And it says there, "My God." Not only is He my refuge, my fortress, but He says, "My God, in Him will I trust." I believe that speaks of peace. So, do you have a secret place where you spend time with the Most High? Again, it doesn't have to be. You remember as kids, you might have had a secret hideout. Remember? Maybe you had a secret little group of kids. You know, I go, "This is my brother over here. We're in a secret society." You know, just kids stuff, having fun. You may have had a clubhouse. You may have had a cave that you went to or something. But you know what? It's not really saying a place that's hidden or a place where you can hide. And everybody said, "Where'd they go?" "I don't know. They're just disappeared." But the point is that you go to a quiet place and you spend time with God in that secret place of the Most High. And man, what a blessing. And God wants us to do that. What another blessing. I mean, what if He's a God that says, "I don't want any of y'all. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to talk to you." But He's not that kind of God at all. He says, "I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you through my word. I want to work in your life. I want you to feel my presence. I want you to sense my guidance." And the weak part of this is us. I don't know. I want to experience the presence of God, the protection of God, the power of God, and the peace of God. And I'd encourage you, do you have a secret place or a quiet place that you go to spend time and fellowship with the Lord? If not, can I encourage you to find that quiet place and start? Now, I realize I'm going to be totally 100% honest with you. A lot of Christians never, ever spend time with God. I mean, never, ever. They get saved and they don't read their Bible. They get saved. They don't pray much. They don't actually carve out a little bit of time in their day where they talk to God real, where it's real, and say, "Lord, we really need this, and we really need this, and we praise you for that." And they don't spend time in the Word and set it because we're so blasted busy. Maybe some haven't been taught, but I'm thankful for the secret place of the Most High, aren't you? So I'm encouraged that God wants to spend time with me. I need to want to spend time with Him in the secret place of the Most High, again, where we find His presence, His protection, His power, and His peace. If you would bow your head and close your eyes for just a quick moment, let me ask you, do you have a secret place of the Most High in your life? Is there a time in the day that you try to set aside every day that you spend time with God? No, we don't see Him. No, it's not mystical or weird or mysterious, but time where you look at His Bible and say, "God, what do you have for me today?" And when you pray seriously to God without all the distractions of the world, if not, if you don't have that in your life or if it's kind of hit and miss sometime, if you're willing, would you say, "God, help me to establish more firmly that secret place of the Most High in my life. Help me to establish that secret place of the Most High in my life." Would you do that? Just between you and God, would you pray that God would help you with that? Can I say say the devil loves it when he can keep us from the secret place of the Most High? When he can keep us from our quiet time with the Lord? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, let me encourage you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I know of no better place than right here. I know of no better time than tonight. I'd encourage you. I've never known one person who truly trusted Jesus that said, I regret doing that. So I'd encourage you. Catch me after church. Talk to me after church and say, preacher, I want to know that I'm on my way to heaven. I want to have the fellowship with this God that you're talking about. I want to know about that secret place in the Most High. And I'd love to tell you about that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your blessings for this two verses in Psalm 91. What a powerful, powerful two verses. And Lord, we just thank you that you invite us and you want us to spend time with you. Lord, help us to do that very thing. And Lord, I figure if we were honest, most of us would say, yeah, I could do better. I could do better. I get busy. I forget. I get off track. Lord, help us to have the want to. And Lord, I know that you have the want to fellowship with us. And Lord, may we just put it into our life as a regular part of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.